The first bids are due today for one of the most storied franchises in pro sports. The Los Angeles Dodgers are up for auction after Major League Baseball forced the deeply unpopular owner Frank McCourt to give up control of the team. The Dodgers lost their luster and then some under McCourt's ownership, but NPR's Tom Goldman reports that the new sale price could still set a record.
So, you want to own the Dodgers? First, get $1 billion or more. Estimates for the winning bid range from $1.2 to $2 billion. Obviously, only 1%ers need apply, and they have in droves. We don't know the whole list. There's a lot of secrecy and non-disclosure requirements surrounding the process, but we know some of those involved. Billionaire hedge fund manager Steve Cohen, Tom Barak, real estate titan, and then the names we recognize, former Dodgers stars Oral Hershiser and Steve Garvey, former Dodgers manager Joe Torre, and then some cross league pollination. LA Lakers legend Magic Johnson reportedly is in, as is NBA bad boy owner Mark Cuban. He played coy with NBC's Jay Leno a couple of days ago.
Would you like to buy the Dodgers if it was possible?
It could be fun.
That could be
fun. Could you imagine? LA would never be the same.
Neither would the Dodgers. And if you ask most Angelinos who care about the team, that would be a good thing. The McCourt years were marred by the lavish lifestyles of Frank and now ex-wife Jamie, funded in part by team money, their bitter public divorce, and a less than enjoyable and sometimes dangerous ballpark experience at Dodger Stadium that ultimately led to vast swaths of empty seats. So, with the franchise in decline, why the ownership interest and huge projected sale price?
It's a reflection of the opportunity value if done properly.
Meaning, according to sports business expert Mark Gannis, there's gold in Chavez Ravine, the Dodgers' home in the hills overlooking downtown L.A. Gannis, president of Sports Corp. Limited, a consulting firm that focuses on team acquisitions, says three little letters, RSN, potentially make the Dodgers, already a fabled franchise, an astronomically valuable one as well. RSN, Regional Sports Network, like the ones included in a new long-term TV deal between Time Warner Cable and the LA Lakers, that Gannis says potentially could be worth $3 billion.
That was so extreme that it makes many people feel that there's something unique about the Los Angeles market that should allow for a monstrous rights fee or regional sports network equity deal.
Monstrous rights fees and RSN equity deals are of little concern to the 99%ers who won't be bidding on the Dodgers, but many of them are hopeful that new ownership will make it easier to cheer on the team. At last night's Lakers game, Dodgers fan Arturo Hernandez got specific.
Hopefully they can lower the prices on the beer, that's for damn sure.
But before there's cheap beer, there's a thorough vetting process of up to 10 bidders by Major League Baseball. Those who make it through that will take part in an auction. Frank McCourt reportedly will reveal the winning bid by early April and then use an estimated $1 billion of it to pay off his debts. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content.